Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好, 弟兄姊妹。
Praise the Lord, we can gather in this way today.
今天感谢主给我们用这样的方式可以聚集。
And we also want to welcome the middle schoolers as well.
我们也愿意欢迎中学生。
And for some of you, this may be the first time you have been in the ministry of the Word.
那也许这是你第一次来参加这个话语的服事。
But the most wonderful thing is,
但是最最奇妙的一件事,
the Lord has a word for you, even for the youngest of all of us.
因为主为我们每个人都有话语的预备, 即使是最年轻的。
And that's what our heart attitude is today. Lord, speak that word.
这就应该是我们心里的状况, 求主向我们说话。
This morning we'll be speaking on living in the days of Noah.
今天我们要说的主题是
And so we will open our Bibles to Matthew 24.
我们要看马太福音24章,
verses 36 through 39 and verse 42.
我们要看24章36到39节, 还有42节。
And it says, But of that hour, day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, there were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming.
三十二到三十九，那日子，那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。四十二节，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. This is the history of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect amongst his generation. Noah walked with God.
创世纪六章九节，挪亚的后代记在下面：挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。Hebrews
chapter 11, verse 7.
希伯来书11章7节.
By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence, prepare an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he could condemn the world, and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
And then finally, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
然后是彼得后书2章5节。
And we'll just read one phrase, Noah, preacher of righteousness.
这边我们只读一点, 传义道的挪亚。
Let's commit this time to the Lord.
我们把下面的时间交给我们的主。
Lord, we are thankful that this morning you want to speak to us.
主, 我们感谢你今天早晨你要向我们说话。
And speak that living word to each and every one of our hearts.
请你把你的活的话语说给我们每个人的心里。
Lord, may there be no distractions.
让我们心里也没有搅扰。
But Lord, we look expectantly to you.
我们愿意全心来向着你。
That you may make your word living and active in our lives.
求你的话语让我们在我们的生命当中活起来。
We fix our eyes this morning completely on you.
我们愿意把我们的眼睛注目，完全注目在你的身上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So this morning, we'd like to share on living in the days of Noah.
所以今天早晨我们要来交通活在挪亚的时代。
And we find from the scriptures the Lord Jesus used this word, phrase, days of Noah, twice.
所以我们看到主耶稣说到两次挪亚的日子。
Once in Luke 17 and the other what we just read in Matthew 24.
在路加福音17章。 和马太福音24章。
And these are two separate occurrences.
这是两次不同的发生的事件。
The first time was when our Lord was going to Jerusalem before his crucifixion.
第一次是在主去耶路撒冷被钉十架以前。
And the second occurred, which we just read in Matthew 24, the week of his crucifixion.
另一次按照马太福音24章是在他被钉十字架的那个星期里面。
Since the Lord used the days of Noah twice, before his departure, we must pay careful attention to this warning.
所以因为主说到挪亚的日子说两次，所以我们要格外注意主给我们这样的一个警告。
When we first read about the days of Noah, we may think that we ourselves are Noah and the people of the world are the ones who are not ready.
所以当我们第一次看到这个挪亚的日子的时候，我们也许想我们今天作为信主的人好像就是那个挪亚，而这个世界上的人是另不一样的。
But we have to read the context carefully.
但是我们要更加仔细地来读上下文。
Both times the Lord spoke directly to his disciples.
因为每一次主都是对着他的门徒在说话。
He was not speaking to the world.
他不是对世人说。
He is warning his disciples that they may be the ones who are not watching.
因为他是在警告他的门徒，也许他们没有警醒。
And so we are to watch, for we do not know the hour when he returns.
我们也要警醒，因为我们不知道我们的主是哪一天来到。
Our Lord described the days of Noah as the days of eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriages.
所以我们看到主这样来描述挪亚的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶。
These are all legitimate things.
当然这些都是合法的事。
Why would our Lord mention these things?
为什么主要提这些事呢？
And what has happened in those days, in the days of Noah, was the people lost sight of God.
因为在挪亚的日子，那些人他们不再看见神。
They were consumed by the thoughts of daily needs.
他们每天所思的只是他们自己的需要。
And these desires grew out of proportion and they began to look for more.
他们的自己的欲望越来越大。
Nothing could satisfy them, and they wanted more.
没有任何事可以满足他们，他们只是想要更多。
The Lord was completely left out.
主被完全的放在外面。
So our Lord mentioned in Luke chapter 12, verse 30 and 31, that all the nations of the world go after eating and drinking and thinking about what to wear.
我们的主在路加福音十二章三十节里面说到，这个世上人所要的吃穿用，主这些我们的父神都是知道的。
Our Father knows we need these things, but we are to seek first His kingdom. That is what is important.
你们的父是知道的，你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。
If we do not seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, then we become like the people of this world, where we want to satisfy our souls.With the things of this world.
如果我们不求他的国，那我们就和世人没有区别，只是要这些外面的东西来满足我们的魂。
And we forget that he is returning.
我们就忘记了我们的主要回来。
This is why our Lord warns us twice on how we should live in the days of Noah.
这就是我们这个原因，我们的主要两次来警告我们怎么样活在挪亚的日子。
So this morning, let's look at the life of Noah and see how he lived.During his days.
所以今天早晨我们要来看一下挪亚当时是怎么样来过是他怎么样来过他的日子。
Only Noah was prepared for the day of judgment when God flooded the earth.
因为只有挪亚是来预备神审判这个世界的那一天。
How did Noah live in light of God's judgment?
挪亚怎么样活在神的审判和光中。
And from there, we will see how we should live our lives today in the days of Noah as we await the soon return of the Lord.
从那里我们就可以认识到我们今天应该怎样活在挪亚的日子来等待我们主的再来。
So we will fellowship on three things Noah did in light of God's judgment.
所以我们要来交通一下挪亚的他的生活的三个方面在神的审判的里面。
First, he walked with God.
第一个他与神同行。
Second, he obeyed God in preparing the ark.
第二个他顺服神来预备那个方舟。
And third, he was a preacher of righteousness.
第三个他传义道。
So from Genesis chapter 6 verse 9, we read, Noah walked with God.
从创世纪六章九节我们知道挪亚与神同行。
When I think of walking, I think about my kids.
当我来思想这个同行的时候，我就想到我的孩子。
Even yesterday, they were like, "Dad, can we go on a walk?"
那昨天他们也问我说，可不可以一起出去走一下
？And we like to go on walks as a family.
我们愿意作为一家一起出去行走。
We walk as one unit.
我们作为一个单位来行走。
We do not scatter in different directions.
我们并不走各同不同的方向。
So now our Lord is Spirit. How do we walk with our Lord Jesus?
那我们的主是一个灵，我们怎么样与他同行呢
？We cannot see him.
我们看不见他。
But as our brother reminded through the song, he is always there.
但是就像我们的弟兄借着诗歌提醒我们的，他永远在我们的身边。
Every day, every moment, we're presented with a choice of whether we walk with him or we ignore him.
每天每时，我们都有这样一个选择：我们是与他同行，还是来完全忽略他
？We have to confess so often we say hello and goodbye.
那我们必须承认，很多时候我们只是跟我们的主说问一下好，然后就跟他再见了。
Now that is not walking.
这不是同行。
So often we reach out to him when we're in trouble or we have to make a big decision.
那很多的时候，我们如果遇到难处，或者我们要做一个很大的决定的时候，我们才来找他。
That is not walking.
这不是同行。
We are to walk with him every day and every moment of our lives.
我们必须每天每时都与他同行。
And he is there waiting for us.
他是在那里等待我们。
And we are there to draw near to him.
我们必须来靠近他。
We can fellowship and commune with him.
我们可以他有交通。
And the wonderful thing is, he shows us something that is new.
他每天给我们的看见都是新鲜的。
And we are to cultivate that living relationship with him.
我们必须来培养这种一个活的与他的交通。
The Bible never tells us exactly when Noah walked with God.
圣经里面并没有提到挪亚是在何时与神同行。
But it was, he certainly started walking with God before God told him to prepare the ark.
但是肯定是在神告诉他预备方舟之前。
There are some hints though on when he started walking.
那我们可以看到一些暗示是他什么时候开始与神同行。
We know from genealogy that Noah's great-grandfather was Enoch.
从家谱来说，我们知道他的曾祖父是以诺。
Enoch named his son Methuselah, which means when he dies, it comes.
那以诺让给他儿子起了个名字叫马土撒拉，也就是意思是说，当他死的时候就来了。
If we look at the biblical timeline, the flood occurred the year that Methuselah died.
所以来我们看一下圣经里面的年代，我们知道那个洪水是在马土撒拉死的那一年来的。
And Enoch saw the coming judgment of God, and he walked with God for 300 years, and then was taken away.
所以我们可以看到以诺他看到神的审判要来，他与神同行300年，直到被提去。
And Noah must have heard what happened with his great-grandfather Enoch.
所以挪亚他当然听到他的曾祖父以诺所发生的事。
And also Methuselah was still alive during Noah's younger days.
所以当挪亚年轻的时候，他的曾祖父马土撒拉还在世。
And so he took this prophecy seriously, and in response, he walked with God from a young age.
所以他很认真的思想来思想这个预言，从很年轻的时候就与神同行。
God was coming in judgment.
所以神回来审判。
Noah did not know when this will occur except his grandfather was still alive.
挪亚并不知道这在何时会发生，只是知道他的祖父还活着。
And he walked with the Lord in light of the coming judgment.
所以他知道要来的审判，因此与神同行。
And this is a word for all of us young people.
这是为着我们所有年轻人的一句话。
Our Lord Jesus is returning.
我们的主耶稣要回来。
This is not something just for the older generation.
这不是只是为着那些年长的一代。
We have heard so much about the Lord's return.
我们已经听到了这么多关于主再来的事。
And today we are called to respond to him during the prime of our life.
所以今天我们要来向他的回应，在我们生活生命的当中。
The Lord does not want us to waste our lives away living for this world.
因为主不愿意我们浪费我们的时间，只是仅仅活在这个世上。
Our Lord delights when we walk with him every day.
他喜悦我们每天都与他同行。
So the encouragement is walk with the Lord today.
所以今天我们的指望就是我们每天与主同行。
As we walk with the Lord, our relationship with Him grows.
当我们与主同行的时候，我们和他的关系就变得越来越近。
And God reveals what is on His heart.
神就向我们显明他的心意。
And this is what we see with Noah.
这就是我们从挪亚那里所看到的。
God told Noah he was going to judge the earth with the flood because of the wickedness and violence of man.
神告诉挪亚说，因着地上的邪恶和暴力，他要用洪水来审判这个世界。
But in wrath, God remembered mercy.
但是在愤怒当中，神还是想到了恩典。
God provided salvation with the ark.
神借着这个方舟来给了救恩。
And so we even see revelation is a progressive thing.
所以我们可以看到这样的启示也是一个渐进的一个过程。
Noah first only knew God was coming to judge.
首先挪亚只知道神要回来审判。
But now Noah knows there's salvation.
但是现在挪亚知道也有救恩。
And so Noah now had to prepare the ark.
所以挪亚现在要预备那个方舟。
And this brings us to our second point about obeying God.
那也就让我们，这就带我们进入第二点，顺服神。
Hebrews 11:7 tells us that Noah reverently prepared an ark for the salvation of his household.
希伯来书十一章七节里面说到，挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，就预备一个方舟。
And we can learn several things from Noah preparing the ark.
那从挪亚预备方舟这件事，我们可以学习这几点。
First, he listened and trusted God, even though God's request was unprecedented.
首先，他听从而且相信神，虽然神的这个要求是前所未有的。
We have to remember at that time there was no such thing as rain.
我们要知道在当时是没有雨这一件事的。
And secondly, this preparation of the ark was not an overnight or short-term project.
而预备方舟不是一个一天或者说一个短期的一个项目。
And Noah spent many years constructing the ark.
挪亚花了很多年来造这个方舟。
Some even said up to 100 years or even 120 years Noah was building the ark.
有些人甚至说是100或者120年挪亚花了这么久来建这个方舟。
That's a long time.
这是很长的一个时间。
But he was captured by that vision.
但是他被那个意象所抓住。
And that is what kept Noah going, that God provided the ark in midst of judgment.
所以这就给了挪亚一个力量，因为他看到在这个审判当中，神给了这样一条出路。
And out of reverence, Noah prepared the ark in obedience to God.
所以我因着敬畏的心，他就预备了方舟。
And what are we preparing today?
那今天我们要预备什么呢？
We are called to prepare for the return of our Lord Jesus.
我们蒙召是要来预备我们主的再来。
And out of reverence, we obey Him.
因着虔诚，我们就来预备。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16, it says, Therefore, gird your mind for action, keep sober in spirit, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts, which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself also in all your behavior, because it's written, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
在彼得前书一章十三到十六节里面说到，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带给你们的恩，你们去做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前愚昧无知的时候那放纵肆意的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们所行的一切事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So from these verses, we see that we have to be reverent in light of His coming back.
所以因着他的再来，我们从这些经节里面可以看到，我们。要虔诚。
We are to fix our eyes on the hope that will be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们要借着因着耶稣基督给的救恩，让我们能够全心来仰望他。
And how do we prepare?
那我们怎么样来预备呢？
We cannot be like our former days.
那我们不能像我们过去的日子 过去的生活一样。
We have to obey him as obedient children, and he will do that work of transformation so we may be like him who called us.
那我们要做他圣命的儿女，他就来我们里面做转变的工作，成为他的儿女。
And at the end, when we read, be holy as I'm holy, we often think this is unattainable.
那当我们说到你们要圣洁啊，因为我是圣洁的，我们觉得好像这很难达到。
How can such transformation occur?
那这样的改变怎么样呢才能够达到呢
?So often we think it's an instant transformation.
那很多时候我们觉得是好像一个突然的一个转变。
But no, Noah prepared for decades. So for us, it is a daily preparation.
所以我们看到挪亚预备了很多年，那对于我们来说这是一个每天的一个改变。
Each day as we submit to the work of the Holy Spirit, we're transformed from glory to glory.
那我们每天把自己交给圣灵的时候，我们就被转变，荣上加荣。
The Lord out of His mercy reminds us again and again that He's coming quickly.
那神借着他的恩典，再一次又一次提醒我，他要再来。
We confess we are not ready.
我们承认我们还没有预备整齐。
But it's always a matter of the heart.
那这只是，但是这永远是我们的心里面。
We pray to the Lord, Lord, prepare us for Your return.
那我们向主祷告。主，求你预备我们，为着你的再来。
We hand over the keys to our lives.
我们把我们生命当中的钥匙给我们的主。
And He does that work of preparation as we obey Him.
当我们顺服他的时候，他就能做那转变的工作。
And this is how Christ is increased in our lives.
这就是基督的生命怎么样在我们里面增加。
And this is also what we see in Noah's life as well.
这其实也是我们从挪亚的生命当中所看到的。
We read in Genesis that Noah was described as a just man, perfect amongst his generation.
而在圣经里面来描述挪亚说他是一个义人，完全人。
And this only comes from responding in obedience to God.
这是因为他向主有回应，也顺服神。
And so when God revealed to him about the ark,
当神向他显明这个方舟的时候
，Noah responded, cooperated, obeyed, and prepared the ark in reverence to God.
因着敬服为神，他就顺服来预备那个方舟。
And the third lesson we can learn from Noah's life is that he was a preacher of righteousness.
第三点，挪亚他是一个传义道的。
And we know preparing the ark is not a secret thing for Noah.
我们知道他预备方舟的时候不是好像偷偷的在那儿预备。
The ark itself was more than 1.5 football fields long and 4 stories high.
我们知道方舟本身是一个半足球场那么大，而且有四层高。
Anyone can see it.
所以地上的人都可以看见。
People around him must have wondered what he was doing and asked him.
那他周围的人肯定看见了，要问他说你在干什么。
But from what we read in 2 Peter 2:5, we read Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
所以从彼得后书二章五节里面，我们可以看到挪亚是一个传义道的。
And during those decades, Noah proclaimed faithfully that God was coming to judge the earth with water, but God has provided salvation in the ark. There's safety from the flood.
所以在这么多年当中，挪亚不停地来传讲说神要来审判这个世界，但是神也给了救恩，所以在方舟里面就有安全。
And everyone thought Noah was out of his mind.
那所有的人都觉得挪亚是疯了。
They did not believe him.
他们不相信他。
They mock him.
他们嘲笑他。
But Noah continued to preach.
但是挪亚不管怎么样还是不停地传。
We too are called to be preachers of righteousness.
今天我们门招也来做传义道的。
We do not preach a warm fuzzy gospel today.
今天我们不是要来传讲一个温暖但是模糊的福音。
Today we have often cheapened the grace of God and the fullness of the gospel so much.
很多的时候我们今天降低标准来只是来传讲神的恩典。
Today it's all about God is love. Yes, He's love.But nothing about repentance, righteousness, and judgment.
是的，神是爱，但是也是悔改、义和审判。
So our Lord has called us to proclaim His righteousness.
所以我们的主要我们来传讲他的义。
Out of His righteousness, He is going to judge this world with fire.
因着他的义，他要用火来审判这个世界。
But there is a way out.
但是他给了我们这样一条出路。
Repent and believe in the Lord Jesus.
悔改，来信主耶稣。
Repent, his coming is near.
让我们要悔改，因为他要来的日子近了。
And we realize our friends and family need to hear this message.
我们知道我们的家人，我们朋友需要听到这样的信息。
We know many who are not saved.
因为很多还没有得救。
But when we realize that the day of the return of Christ is drawing nigh, it's of utmost urgency that we proclaim this message.
所以当我们意识到他的再来近的时候，那又有这样的一个紧迫感，要来传扬这样的一个信息。
Even if this message is rejected, we can take heart.
那虽然我们的传道被拒绝，那我们也不灰心。
In 2 Timothy 2:12, it says, "If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him."
在提摩太后书里面说到，我们若能忍耐，就必与他一同作王。
The world may mock and persecute us, but there's that promise that we will reign with Christ in the kingdom to come.
那也许这个世界要来嘲笑，来逼迫我们，但是我们有这样的应许，我们知道当主再来的时候，我们要与他一同作王。
And not only is this message for this world, but it's for us today.
这今天这个信息不是仅仅为着我们。
We are called to be ready.
我们蒙召来预备整齐。
And we remind each other that these are the days of Noah.
那我们来彼此提醒说，这是挪亚的日子。
And to conclude, we are indeed living in the days of Noah.
那在结束之后，在结束之前，我们要来再次说，我们是在活在挪亚的日子。
The world around us is wicked.
那世界，我们周围的世界是弯曲悖谬的。
And the greatest trap is we compromise and we forget about the Lord.
那很多的时候我们就妥协，忘记了我们的主。
And we forget to put him as first in our lives.
我们忘记了让他在我们生命当中居首位。
But Noah was so unlike the people around him.
但是挪亚和他周围的人不一样。
He walked with God in light of the coming judgment.
他因着要来的审判与神同行。
And he was just and perfect in his generations.
他在他的时代是一个完全人义人。
When the Lord told him the flood was coming, he obeyed and prepared the ark with reverence for many years.
当主告诉他要来的洪水的以后，他就动了敬畏的心，花了很多年来预备方舟。
As he was building the ark, he was a preacher of righteousness.
当他在预备方舟的时候，他也成了传义道的。
And he warned people about the coming flood.
他也警告那世代的人说要来的洪水。
And this is how Noah lived in light of the coming judgment.
所以这就是挪亚因着要来的审判怎么样来过他的日子。
We are to learn from Noah.
我们必须在这里学习挪亚。
We are to walk with our Lord Jesus every day in light of his return.
因着他的再来，我们与主每日同行。
And as we learn day by day to submit to the work of the Holy Spirit, we may be prepared for His return.
所以当我们每天被圣灵这样引领的时候，我们就知道怎么样来预备他的回来。
Finally, we are to preach of His righteousness, not only to our gospel friends, but also to ourselves as well.
那我们不但要向着传福音。
And this is how we live in the days of Noah.
这是我们怎么样在挪亚的日子来过活。
And so may the Lord help us.
让主来帮助我们。
That we may be ready for his return.
让我们能够预备整齐为着他的再来。
In 2 Peter 3, verse 10 to 13, it says, But the day of the Lord will come as a thief of the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
彼得后书三章 十到十三节，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了，这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔， 切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有行止的要被烈火消化。我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有益聚在其中。
We are living in the days of Noah. The Lord can come at any moment.
我们今天活在挪亚的日子，神啊主随时都可能回来。
But as we live in light of his return, we are transformed.
当我们预备为着他再来的时候，我们就被改变。
We become like him in holy conduct and godliness.
那我们就被他改变成为虔诚的。
And through this lifetime of transformation, we can hasten his return.
因着我们一生被他这样改变，我们可以加速他的再来。
So may the Lord help us to be ready.
那求主来帮助我们来预备整齐。
For of him and through him and for him all things, to him be glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
We will now turn this time to Caleb.
让我们把时间交给Caleb 弟兄。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹。
The Lord indeed wants to speak a wonderful message to all His people.
主今天早晨给他的子民何等有何等的信息。
The more we see the condition of the earth, the world that we live in, the more urgency the Lord has placed upon our hearts.
当我们看着这个世上的光景的时候，我们心里的紧迫感就越来越大。
May the Lord give us eyes to hear, eyes to see, and ears to hear.
让主给我们眼睛可以看见，耳朵可以听见。
This morning, let us turn to a few passages.
那今天早晨，让我们先来开始看一些经节。
The first passage is in Matthew 24, the same, very similar verses. Elliot had brought up verses 37 to 39.
第一是马太福音24:37-39.
For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Until the day that Noah entered the ark, they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照样吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚经方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。
The book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 20-21.
路加福音17:20-21.
Now he was questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered them and said,The kingdom of God is not with signs that can be observed, nor will they say, Look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst.
法利赛人问，神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说，神的国来到不是眼所能见的，人也不得说，看那在这里，看那在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 13 through 14.
但以理书7:13-14.
I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion, honor, and a kingdom, and so that all the nations, all the peoples, nations, and populations of all languages might serve him.His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed.
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天运而来，被领到恒古藏在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
And lastly, the book of Revelations, chapter 20.Verses 4-6.
最后启示录20:4-6.
And then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their foreheads and on their hands, and they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. But this is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，便为神知道被斩者的灵魂，和那些没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上做过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1000年。这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，直到那1000年完了。在头一次复活，有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必作神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。
This morning, my burden I would like to share about the kingdom life as in the days of Noah.
今天我的负担是要在交通在挪亚的日子，在天国的一个生活。
As we had heard from Brother Elliot, in the days of Noah, people were doing the very regular things of their lives.
那就像Elliot 弟兄刚刚所交通的，在挪亚的日子，人照样吃喝嫁娶。
No, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying and giving into marriage.
所以他们照常吃喝嫁娶。
Now these things were not bad in them of themselves.
那这些当然不是一件坏事。
But the issue came here was that the focus of their lives became only upon pleasing their own selfish desires.
但是他们人所追求的只是来让他们自己的魂来高兴。
And in doing so, it took their eyes off the things to come.
因着这样，他们的眼睛就不再看那要来的那个国，天国。
Now, they heard from Noah's preaching, and they saw the building of the ark.
他们听到挪亚所传的道，也看到他建的方舟。
However, they ignored the words of God through the life of Noah.
但是他们完全忽略了神借着挪亚所传讲的道。
Now this disregard for the Lord's words had severe consequences.
但是他们这样忽略了神的话语，有一个严重的后果。
People didn't just live a selfish life.
他们过了一个自私的一个生活。
But it also led to wickedness and corruption throughout mankind.
他们在的也变得罪恶很大。
We see in Genesis 6:5, it says that the Lord saw that the wickedness of mankind was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil continually.
我们看到创世纪6:5里面说到，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思的尽都是恶。
And without God, man did what was right in their own eyes.
那没有神，神人只是看他们眼中看为喜悦的事。
And they let evil penetrate into their thoughts, into their hearts continually.
他们终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And it wasn't until too late that they finally understand.
那当他们最后觉醒明白的时候，已经太晚了。
They finally understood that their lives on this earth was actually a preparation for the things to come.
因为他们最后才知道，在这个地上的生活是为着要来的做预备。
And in their case, it was the judgment of the flood.
那在他们当时就是洪水的审判。
Today, we are in a very similar situation.
今天我们有很相像的情景。
We are taught growing up to study hard and get into a good school.
我们要来很努力来进一个好的学校。
To get a great job, marry well, and to retire with a robust retirement package.
工作，结婚，然后很好的退休。
Now, again, these pursuits are not wrong in themselves.
那当然，这些是我们世上的一个努力。
But this single focus on pleasing our own pleasures has led many of us astray.
但是这个仅仅来满足我们自己里面的欲望，就让我们走偏。
We too have been led astray by our own desires and the voices of this world.
我们因着这个世上的声音，就让我们自己走偏。
And as a result, it has led to much anxiety, to much stress, to much loneliness, and even depression.
所以今天我们就有很多的焦虑、和虚无的指望。
But God desires to do a mighty work in our lives.
但是神要我们在我们的生命当中所成就的是何等的大。
God continues to speak to us and show to us what His desire for us on this earth is.
他不停地向我们说话，让我们能够看见他在我们里面的心意。
God desires more than just passive Christians who live a passive life on this earth.
他所要的不是一个被动的基督徒，他们被动地活在这个世界上。
But listen carefully. God desires for all believers to live an active kingdom life.
神要我们每一个门徒都来活一个主动的天国的生活。
This kingdom life is both for this time on this earth and for the preparation for the things to come.
这样的生活是为着我们的今天，也是为着要来的。
So we ask, what is a kingdom life?
那我们要问，什么是天国的生活？
Very simply stated, a kingdom life is a life lived for the king.
那简单的说，天国的生活就是为着王过的一个生活。
And our king is the Lord Jesus Christ, who came down on this earth, defeated sin and death,And gave us new life.
那我们的王就是我们的主耶稣基督来到世上来战胜了死亡和仇敌。
And in our response, how do we live this kingdom life?
那作为一个回应，我们怎么样来过这个天国的生活？
And we thank the Lord that He gave us the Beatitudes that tells us about the characteristics of this kingdom life.
那感谢主，他借着他的话语让我们看到这个天国生活的这样的一些特点。
Yeah, and he used the Beatitudes to share with us these characteristics.
那他借着八福就让我们看到这些特点。
Now the Beatitudes is not just a list of cause and effect actions.
那八福不是只是说给我们一个好像一个单子说这些都是好的性格。
Instead, as we had just mentioned, the Beatitudes shares with us the characteristics of the blessings of the kingdom life.
而这个八福让我们看到了这个天国生活所带来的这些祝福。
It shows us a type of a blessed life that God desires all believers to live in.
是神愿意所有信他的人都能得到的过的一个有福的生活。
So we may...Also ask, what does it mean to be blessed?
那我们也许就要接着问，什么叫有福呢？
What are these blessings?
那这些福是什么呢？
For many of us, our initial understanding of blessings mainly is focused upon the material and the financial benefits.
很多时候我们觉得只是好像这个地上的、经济上面的一些祝福。
However, we see here in the Beatitudes that to be blessed is to find favor in the eyes of God.
而在这边八福，我们看到其实这个所谓的蒙恩是在神的眼前蒙恩。
It is to please God and to find favor in His eyes.
是让主看为喜悦，在他眼前蒙恩。
And we will see that spiritual blessings has benefits both for the present life and for the life to come.
我们看到灵里面的祝福不但对我们的今生有益，也为着将来要来的有益。
So let's explore more in seeing what it means to be blessed, to have a blessed kingdom life.
那我们再来看一下是到底什么是在天国的生活，有福的生活。
If you can turn to me to the book of Matthew chapter 5,Verses 3 and 10 to 12. Obviously, I'm not going to have time to go through all the Beatitudes, so I'm going to focus on these three Beatitudes.
那今天我不会有时间来讲所有的八福，那我就来主要讲三点。
Verse 3 of Matthew chapter 5 says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
三节里面说到，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Verses 10 says, Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第十节，为义受逼迫的人有福，因为天国是他们的。
Verses 11, Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
十一十二节，人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话诽谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
So the first beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
那第一点，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Now, poor in spirit doesn't mean poor-spirited or cowardly or afraid.
那虚心不是说灵里面贫穷或者说害怕。
Instead, for us to walk in this kingdom life with the Lord, we must learn to be courageous.
我们要过这样天国的生活，就必须刚强壮胆。
We must learn to be strong and courageous, just as God called Joshua in Joshua 1:9.
我们要刚强壮胆，就像啊，在约书亚书一章九节里面，神告诉约书亚所做的那样。
So if being poor in spirit doesn't mean cowardly, what does poor in spirit mean?
那如果虚心不是胆小的话，那到底是什么意思呢
？You see, after we are saved, we have been given a new life.
当我们得救以后，我们就有了这样一个新的生命。
We must recognize this life and live in this life of Christ.
我们必须认识到这样一个生命，在这个生命里面过活。
Right, and this life is the life of Christ, and we must be obedient to this life.
这个生命就是耶稣的生命，我们必须要来顺服。
And for those who are obedient, this life opens up to us more.
那当我们顺服的时候，这个生命就向我们更多的打开。
As we know this life, we begin to see the riches of our Lord Jesus Christ that dwells in us.
借着这样一个生命，我们就可以看到主基督耶稣在我们里面的丰富。
And in comparison, we begin to see just how poor in spirit we are of Him.
那因着这样的比较，我们就更多的认识到我们灵里面是何等贫穷。
Right, we recognize the state of our own spiritual poverty.
所以我们就可以认识到我们灵里面贫穷的一个状态。
As we see the vastness of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们看到我们主的伟大的时候。
As we see His power and His might,
那我们看到他的大能的时候。
We recognize just how small and insignificant we as humans are.
就认识到我们作为人类是何等的渺小。
But God in His infinite wisdom and His mercy,
但是神因着他的智慧和大能恩典
chose to use people like you and me,
但是他选择了像你像我这样的人
to hold the kingdom of God,
那给了人这样的一个指望。
What a wonderful revelation that is!
那这是何等大的一个启示。
Now, now to become poor in spirit is not an overnight thing.
但是在成为一个虚心的人，不是说我们好像一天当中就可以完成的。
For us to be poor in spirit, it takes a process.
那让我们成为虚心的人，必须经历这样一个过程。
And we see this very clearly in the life of Paul.
我们可以从保罗的生命当中清楚地看到。
As a Pharisee, Paul knew much about God, but he knew very little of who God was.
作为一个法利赛人，他知道神的律法，但是他并不认识神。
It wasn't until the day God met Paul on the way to Damascus.
直到那一天，神在保罗去大马士革的路上遇见他。
That God revealed to Paul.His spiritual poverty.
神让保罗看到他灵里面的贫穷。
And for the rest of Paul's life,
那在保罗其的余生当中
he lived not by what he knew of God, but by the life of Christ that was in him.
他是活的这样一个生命，不是因着他认识神，而是通过他里面基督的生命。
And Paul lived a blessed kingdom life.
他过了一个有福的天国的生活。
It was a blessed kingdom life that pleased the Lord Jesus.
这是一个有福的，也讨主的喜悦。
The same is in the life of Moses.
摩西的生命也是这样。
We saw that at the height of Moses' career, in his power and his strength, he felt he was ready to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt.
当我们看到摩西当时有能力，也有权柄，他好像觉得自己可以带以色列人出埃及。
But in a quick turn of events, God sent Moses out into the wilderness for 40 years.
但是很快神就把摩西带到旷野40年。
For Moses, it took 40 years for him to recognize the state of his spiritual poverty.
所以摩西用了40年来认识到他灵里面的贫穷。
He saw how great God was and just how insignificant he was.
认识到神是何等的伟大，他是多么的渺小。
And in that realization, it pleased God.
这样的认识让讨神的喜悦。
And allowed God to give of him more to Moses.
那就允许神能够来给摩西这样的一个责任。
And it was by the power of God that Moses was able to lead the people out of Egypt and into the promised land.
因着神的应许，摩西就可以带以色列人进入到那应许之地。
We see this also in the life of David and countless others in the Bible.
在大卫和其他圣经人物的里面，我们也可以看到。
Those who walk with God recognize their spiritual poverty and their need of the Lord Jesus.
那些与神同行的人，他们认识到他们灵里面的贫穷和他们需要与主同行。
And it pleased God to bless them.
那神也很乐意。
And how did God bless them?
来祝福他们。那神怎么样来祝福他们？
As we see in the Beatitudes, He blessed them with the kingdom of God.
那神怎么样来祝福他们？因为神把天国给了他们。
Also, some may call it the kingdom of heaven.
也就是说天的国。
So what is this kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven?
那这个天国是什么呢？
We see that the kingdom of God is both in the present, as stated in Luke chapter 17, verses 20 to 21.
那我们看到路加福音里面看到这个天国是在今天的。
And that this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom to come. And this is seen in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 to 14.
在但以理书七章里面也看到这个天国是为着将来的。
The kingdom of God is present because the kingdom of God is himself.
因为天国是在现在的，因为天国就在人的心里。
The kingdom of God is the Lord Jesus himself.
因为天国就是主耶稣他自己。
He blesses the poor in spirit with more of himself.
因为他让那个虚心的人有了更多的他自己。
He blesses himself, he blesses us more with himself, and fills our lives with him.
他把他自己的生命给了我们，让我们的生命中充满他。
He is the blessing of the present age.
他是我们今天的祝福。
And he desires for us to know him more.
他愿意我们更多的来认识他。
He desires for us to seek him with all our heart, soul, strength, and might.
他让我们全心全尽心尽力的来认识他。
And he desires to reveal himself to us.
他也愿意向我们来显明他自己。
And for those who have kids, I'm sure we're all so familiar with this.
当那些有孩子的，我们觉得我们很熟悉这样的一个光景。
How we long for our kids to see our love for them.
那我们是多么的愿意我们的孩子认识到我们向着他们的爱。
How we desire for them to see the sacrifices we made in our expression of love to them.
也认识到我们为着爱他们所做的牺牲。
And so, how we desire for them to care about the things of us, of our hearts.
那也愿意他们来关心来。我们所想的是
how we want them to walk and talk together as a family moving forward.
也愿意我们和我们同行，作为一家人一起同行。
And all the while, will we not provide for our kids in abundance?
那当然，我们就更愿意更把一切都来给我们的孩子。
So many times, us as believers, we feel that when we follow the Lord Jesus.We will live a poor missionary life without anything.
那很多时候，我们也许觉得，如果我们跟随主，好像要来过一个很贫穷的那些像传道人一样的一个生活。
Now, I'm not to say that God doesn't call some of us to do that.
那我要说，神并不是说要我们每个人都这样。
But God, in His abundance, will provide for all of our needs.
神在他的恩典当中，要给我们预备所有这一切。
If we cannot see the priceless blessing of walking in a kingdom life with our Lord Jesus,
如果我们不能看到在这个天国生活当中与神同行所得到的祝福，
then we do not know our Lord Jesus very well.
那我们就不认识我们的主。
All right. And to move forward, this kingdom of heaven is not only in the present, but is also an everlasting kingdom mentioned in Daniel 7.
所以这个天国不是只是今天，也是存到永远的。
We see that this is a kingdom that will not be destroyed, it will not pass away.
这个天国不能毁坏。
In this kingdom, all people and nations will serve him.
在这个天国当中，万国万民都要来侍奉他。
And those who will reign with him are those who are persecuted and killed for the testimony of Christ and his words.
而那些与他一同掌作王掌权的是那些被逼迫的为他的见证所寻道的。
And we see this in Revelation chapter 20.
我们在启示录二十章里面看到。
And this is the reason and the background behind the last two Beatitudes.
这就是那个最后两个福的原因。
Matthew 5:10-12, Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
马太福音五章十到十二节，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、诽谤你们，你们就有福，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
People who walk this kingdom life in the light of the Lord will be persecuted.
在地上与神与主同行的人会受逼迫。
We've seen this countlessly mentioned throughout the Bible, 1 Peter 4:12, Matthew 10:22, Mark 10:29 and so forth.
所以我们可以看到圣经当中有很多的例子，彼得前书、马太十章、马可十章。
However, believers who are persecuted for righteousness will be blessed, for theirs is the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven.
但是为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Their reward in heaven is great, as we see in verse 12.
他们天上的赏赐是大的。
And one of the rewards I want to touch upon is found in Revelations chapter 20. One of the rewards in heaven that I want to touch upon is found in Revelations chapter 20.
那在天上的一个赏赐是在启示录二十一章里面。
You see, we will be rulers, and we will be given authority to reign with Christ in heaven.
我们会被授予权柄与主一同作王掌权。
This is the reward for our persecution.
这是我们受逼迫所得的奖赏。
Now some will rule little.
那有一些人也许他们的权柄比较小。
These are the people who are unwilling to live a kingdom life.
并且他们不愿意来过一个完全的天国的生活。
Maybe they follow the Lord a little, but they love the world much more.
他们也许跟随基督一点点，但是他们更多的爱世界。
They were rich in themselves and were not willing to be persecuted for righteousness.
他们为着他们自己不愿意为着主的道来受逼迫。
Now others will rule with much more authority and more extensively.
那另外一些人他们就会有更多的权柄。
These are the ones who have faithfully lived a kingdom life.
因为他们信实的来过这样一个天国的生活。
And they recognize their own spiritual poverty and were willing to be persecuted, even put to death for the sake of righteousness.
他们认识到他们贫里面的贫穷，愿意为着道受逼迫以至于死。
They recognize something of great importance.
他们认识到这样一件重要的事。
They recognize that their life on this earth was a preparation for the things to come.
他们意识到他们在这个地上的生活是为着将来做预备。
They recognize that one day they would rule and reign with Christ.
他们认识到他们有一天要和基督一同作王掌权。
And their preparation on this earth was for that day one day.
他们今天在地上的生活是为着那一天做预备。
Now, the people in the days of Noah did not understand this.
在挪亚日子的那些人并不认识到这一点。
Nor do many of us understand this today.
今天很多人也不认识。
We feel that we are to enjoy life to its fullest.
我们今天好像要来完全享受这世界的一切。
And we disregarded God's words and His signs to us.
不管神给我们的话语或者说警告。
Many of us believers even feel that after we've been saved, we can live a passive life.
那很多人我们觉得好像我们一旦得救，我们就可以过一个被动的生活。
All we need to do is to sit back and wait for God's return.
那我们所要做的只是坐在这里等待神的再来。
This is because we do not know God, know the things of Him.
这是我们不认识神，不知道将来的事。
And like in Noah's days, they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man be.
所以就像挪亚当时的人，他们不认识，直到那些洪水把他们冲走。
Brothers and sisters, our life on this earth is short in comparison to eternity.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上的生活和永远来比是何等的短。
If there is anything that we have learned from the life of Noah, from the days of Noah,
如果我们可以从挪亚的日子学到任何的东西，
it's that we cannot focus on the temporary things in life.
所以我们不能够来注目我们这个世上要过去的这些事。
We cannot disregard the things of the Lord nor His words.
我们不能够来忽略神的警告。
We must be perceptive and listen to His leading.
我们必须警醒来听他的话语。
May the days of Noah illustrate the importance of living a kingdom life while we are here on this earth.
让挪亚的事给我们这样一个警醒，来过一个天国的生活。
For a kingdom life is a blessed life that pleases the Lord.
因为天国的生活是一个有福的、讨神喜悦的生活。
And a kingdom life is a life in preparation for the kingdom to come.
天国的生活是这样的一个生活，来预备神的国再来。
Let us pray.
让我们一起有祷告。
Lord Jesus, we commit ourselves back into your hands.
主，我们把我们自己仰望，交托在你的手里。
We recognize that we know so little of you.
我们知道我们认识你太少。
In all your abundance and greatness, we recognize just how small and insignificant we are.
在你的丰富的里面，我们认识到自己是何等的渺小。
Give us that courage to live the kingdom life for you and for your glory.
让我们刚强壮胆来过一个天国的生活。
May we live a life that is pleasing to you while on this earth.
让我们在这个地上过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
And may this life prepare us for that kingdom of God that we will reign and rule with you one day.
让我们能够这样的生活能够预备你天国的再来，那一天我们可以与你一同作王掌权。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.